Hello, everyone. My name is Adam Cross, and I'm a licensed marriage and family therapist in California. And today I want to talk to you about yoga, healing trauma, and how we can connect with our bodies. Those might seem like three very different things, but trust me, they are all wrapped up in one. And just kind of explaining how this topic even came to be. Past couple months, I was in a little bit of a book study with some other soon-to-be Catholic therapists that are in their master's program and training right now. And we were reading a book called The Body Keeps Score, which is wildly popular. And it looks at how our bodies really store and process trauma, and how we can also look to our bodies to heal trauma, right? Really connecting with our bodies as we do therapy, as we really seek to understand the underlying wounds that we've experienced. One of the things that this author suggests in The Body Keeps Score, and he's really big about, is yoga, right? And he shares that there's a lot of statistics that show that people really find healing and stress relief and peace when they do yoga. And so as a Catholic, I was like, I need to re-look at this. Like, what does the church actually teach about this? I think I looked it up in college. I've never really done yoga. I like to do stretches, but you know, I was always like, yeah, I'm not sure about yoga. And so I wanted to look more into it because I really was seeing the value of connecting with our bodies, right? We're made body, mind, and soul. So our bodies are us, right? Like, are a huge part of us. God is going to give us a resurrected body in heaven. So our bodies matter. So I wanted to reassess, what is the church's stance on yoga? So I looked it up, simple research, and I did find that a lot of spiritual fathers, a lot of clergy, warn against yoga. Practices of yoga, right? And a lot of Buddhist influence and Hindu influence are kind of grounded in these spiritual exercises of worshiping deities. And some of these priests and some of these even apologists, Catholic apologists, were saying that they used to do yoga, right? They were maybe yoga instructors themselves. And as they got more and more into the practice, they got more and more into the spirituality. And they found that some of these, you know, practices and the spiritual backgrounds were pretty disturbing, right? Like, there are some gods that are worshiped in yoga, you know, initially, right, at the core of what yoga is, that, you know, are gods that are murderous, or, you know, sacrificing children, or desiring sacrifices of children, you know, from the people that worship them. And so as people got really into yoga and looked at the spiritual, you know, kind of underpinnings of it, they were like, ooh, this is concerning for Catholics, right? And I was interested in reading that and hearing that, because, you know, I was always just thinking like, yeah, Buddhists can't own stretches, right? If I move my body in a certain way, you know, nobody can claim that. And that is true, right? And a lot of these, you know, clergy and spiritual followers who are warning against yoga also said that, you know, like, moving your body in a certain way to stretch is never going to be like demonic, or like the devil can't own that or claim that. But if you get into the culture of yoga, if you get into the spiritual underpinnings, it quickly does become concerning. And so the Catholic Church doesn't have an explicit stance. Like, there's no doctrine that says, you know, yoga is absolutely evil, don't do it. But our spiritual fathers, most of the time, are warning against going too deep into the cultural or spiritual underpinnings of this that are contrary to the faith. So that's really the research I was finding, is that it's not, you know, definitively evil, but we have to be careful to not go into even the cultural context of it, right? Even some yoga classes encourage some of the spiritual aspects that draw you deeper into those spiritual exercises, even if you're just doing the stretches. Most people who do yoga are not trying to worship these gods, right? They don't know the backstory of, you know, a murderous god who desires child sacrifice, or, you know, gods killing each other. It's not that, right? They're just trying to gain some peace and understanding. So we can be cautious of it. We could also know that we are called to connect with our bodies. And this is really where I wanted to focus on. And from reading The Body Keeps the Score and understanding trauma and our body's effect on that, our brain's effect from trauma, I was really realizing that connecting with our bodies is so powerful, right? And this is a deeply Catholic thing. You go back to Genesis and we see that God creates Adam, right, from the earth, from clay, right? My name, Adam, means red dirt, okay? Very humble beginnings. I'm red dirt. But God makes us. He makes us physical beings, and he makes us very good. And so God's plan for our lives is to be physical, to be tangible, to be flesh. And so part of our healing, any wounds that we have, any brokenness that we have, is to connect with that goodness, to connect with our physical bodies. There are a lot of heresies throughout the church that say anything physical is bad, is evil, right? Gnosticism and all these different kind of manifestations of it is saying that the flesh, earthly materialism, is all evil and only the spirit is good. That's not what we believe. We are called to connect with our bodies. Something as simple as doing deep breathing. Every time we breathe, we're reminded God breathes life into Adam, right? God's breath fills us. Every time we take a deep breath, God is there, being moved by our breathing, like allowing us to just pause and slow down and breathe. And just know that God is working in that, in the present moment, here and now, not in the past, not in the future where our anxiety might be, but just here. God is here. Man, that's powerful. That's simple. That's grounding in reality in the midst of anxiety. Or stretching, being aware of how do my muscles feel? How do my bones feel? How does my body feel? Am I tense? Am I tightening up, right? Or am I present? Right? Am I allowed to relax, to be here? Or even just noticing, like, man, I clench my fists, or I tighten my shoulders, or I have a headache every time I'm anxious, every time I'm stressed. Our body often is giving us clues and saying, hey, like, look at me, you're not okay, right? Like, you're not supposed to be tight all the time. We have to relax, we have to stretch, we have to exercise, we have to use our bodies in different ways that we can. Even something like, you know, like sitting in a spa, which I love to do. Like, I love jacuzzis. I grew up with a jacuzzi, loved hanging out with my dad in the jacuzzi. It was like stargazing, like being in like warm water and just like feeling that, you know, relaxing, talking with somebody, right, in that is like very moving and profound. Or something like getting a massage. Like, people go to these things because they physically feel the difference, but also emotionally and mentally changes them. We do something with our body, something is happening with our brains too, right? Exercise is so important whenever we're feeling anxious or depressed. I mean, it's important for everybody, but, you know, it especially makes a huge difference. And I don't even know where this study came from or where I heard it, but I'll throw it out there and you can fact check me. As someone said that there's a study that antidepressants had the same effect on the brain as when somebody took a 10-minute brisk walk every single day. So if you took a 10-minute brisk walk every single day, got your heart rate up a little bit, had the same effects as antidepressants for a lot of people. Not saying antidepressants don't work, but I'm just saying that exercise makes such a big difference. Why? Because we are utilizing the body God has given us. We are connecting with our body, and it actually helps us to process things, right? To make sense of our trauma, to work through things. Even journaling, right? With a pen and paper. Using your body, connecting with the real world, helps us to get out of our heads and get into reality in some real way. So, yoga, we have to be careful, right? Buddhists do not own stretches of your body. Don't be afraid to stretch. Don't be afraid to do different positions. But we do want to approach any type of like cultural yoga practices with some caution as Catholics. And I encourage you to do your own research, because I was skeptical too. I was like, okay, why is this morally wrong or concerning? The church is not definitively speaking like this is terrible, but it is saying be cautious of these other really spiritualities that come in with yoga, even subtly, right, with classes and things like that. So be cautious, but do your own research, please. Don't just go off of what I'm saying. And that we are called to connect with our bodies that are God-given, and our bodies, as we utilize them, help us to be more present, to be with God, even to be less anxious, and they help us to really work through a lot of our wounds and our traumas that we might be processing or dealing with and carrying on a regular basis. Last thing I'll share too is, you know, there's alternatives to just yoga, right? I mean, going for a walk, or a lot of types of even martial arts, engaging with our body, sports, gaining a self-mastery, even like I know what my body is capable of. I'm even challenging my body a little bit to grow, to be stretched. Right? Sometimes literally, right? As we build new muscles, or, you know, we grow in our flexibility. Again, there's a lot happening in body, mind, and soul. And we can invite God in anything we're doing with our bodies because they are God-given. Some food for thought, right? Our bodies are needed for our healing and especially for us working through any trauma that we have experienced. I hope this video helps somewhat. If you have any questions, feel free to leave them in the comment section. Give this video a share and a like, and I will see you next time. Thanks and God bless.